Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Brownstone, and I am your host, Tracy Brown. You're listening to The Brownstone on the Voices of Hope Radio Network. And I'll be rocking the content tonight with empowering, inspiring, and transforming content. So grab your favorite beverage, find your favorite chair, and join the conversation. And welcome to The Brownstone, y'all.
If you love to read, you are in the right place. The Sisters of Literature is an interactive, multi-platform book club. Each month, we bring together passionate readers to review, discuss, share experiences, and inspiring stories about this month's book. Throughout the month, there are social media discussions and live chats that readers can join. So head on over to Facebook and join Sisters of Literature today.
This fall and winter, flu viruses and COVID-19 may both spread. It's more important than ever to reduce the risk of flu for yourself, your family, and your community. And getting a flu shot is one way to do that. The flu shot is safe for all ages and all health conditions and is free to all Indigenous people because we tend to have higher health risks than others.
Welcome back to The Brownstone, guys, and I am your host, Tracy Brown. It proves the fact that you need to be paying attention while you're on the air. I kind of like got caught off guard, but it's okay. I wanted to make sure that I encourage you to connect with the Voice of the Hope Radio Network on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, here at The Brownstone, we try to educate you. So today, let's talk about the chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, or better known as COPD. COPD consists of a group of lung diseases that block the airflow and make it difficult to breathe. Emphysema and chronic bronchitis are among the most common conditions of COPD. Damage to your lungs when COPD cannot be reversed. Symptoms include shortness of breath, wheezing, or a chronic cough. November is National COPD Awareness Month. It is represented by the wearing of the orange ribbon. So to learn more about COPD, go to COPD.org, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Welcome back to the Brownstone, guys. And this is your host, Tracy B.
The holiday.
It's that time of year where we come together with our family and friends. But I want to encourage you to remember those that are by themselves. You know, this time of year can be a very challenging time for people. History has shown that many people have lost people during, you know, this holiday season, so it brings back memories, and a lot of times we want to be by ourselves. But I encourage you to find that one person that you know that has had a struggling time this year or may have lost a loved one during this season so that you can reach out to them this holiday season. Simply take time to call, make a safe visit, or send a special holiday card. I also want to share with you that the Voices of Hope Radio Network is celebrating love. Let's put it like that. We're celebrating love. So if you have a wedding anniversary coming up, we would like to celebrate your special day with you. And the week that we celebrate is always the third Sunday of each month. So we ask you to email us at the Voices of Hope Radio Network at gmail.com. Send us a memorable photo of the two of you, how long you've been married, and the story behind that. Once again, it's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, and I am excited to be here tonight. I'm excited to, you know, jump right in and just talk to my guests. But I always like to welcome my guests to the Brownstone and always find out what their favorite room is. Rakia Lance, she is known to be an entrepreneur, an author, and a very talented and beautiful person. And I wonder if Rakia is actually in our studio tonight.
Hi, I'm here. How are you, Tracy?
I am fine, Rakia. I am having a rough day today, but it is all good in the neighborhood. I am excited that you are here. And if you've been listening to us over the past couple of weeks, you know, I always like to take the time for my audience to get to know my guests. So you are on the hot seat. I'm going to ask you some questions, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
So my first question to you is, what is the worst misspelling of your name you have seen? But before we do that, let me say this. Today, you know that I tried to send you a quick message, and I couldn't find you. So now my question is, because I've always known, like, Rakia Speaks or Rakia mm-hmm. Lance, but you wasn't even under that name. So first tell me the mystery behind that, and then explain to the listening audience what is the worst way you ever heard your name being spelled.
Oh, my gosh. It's more about how people end up pronouncing my name. Like, people look at my name and they call me Rakia, Verkia, Verikia. They never call me Verkia. It's always adding extra letters. So it's more about how people look at my name and pronounce it. I've noticed as I've gotten older, people ask me how to say it properly first, which I appreciate, because if you don't know, ask a question, right? Like, that makes life easier. But I've gotten all kinds of things, especially if I'm telling somebody my name. I'll say, hi, my name is Verkia, and they'll go, oh, hi, Verkia, or hi, Nakia, and I'm like, no, it's Verkia as in with a V, like victory. So I find myself giving people that so that they don't mispronounce it. But I get all kinds of mispronunciations more than anything. Yeah. And then my social media. So, yeah. So, Verkia Speaks is the business. Verkia Lanice. So, Lanice is my middle name. And I've decided to use that as my pen name, my first and middle name together. But because I work in social services, I don't always want, and I used to work with youth and young adults. So I didn't necessarily want them to find me on social media. So I would always my name a little bit different. But my name is like, you know, it's a mix of my son and my name for my personal Facebook page. But, yeah.
Okay, because I was worried. I was a little worried. But so my next question is, who was your role model as a kid and why?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Actually, it's not that hard. My role model was my Aunt Stacy. she, especially as a teenager, she came into my life at a really important time, you know, that developmental stage of just trying to figure out who you are and who you want to be. And I appreciate her because she was always honest with me about everything. Like, there was no, everything was pretty cut and dry. And, you know, she went to school, had a master's, you know, and to see a woman of color just flourish but want similar things for you was important. And, you know, she actually had cancer, so she passed away from cancer. And that was, she gave me a lot of my first. So my first apartment was in the basement of her house. And her and my uncle Carl allowed me to live there. I lived there for about a year. And it was nice to have that cushion. So it was having a little bit of responsibility of paying rent, but also the cushion. Mm-hmm. So if I ever got really, really hungry but I didn't have food, I could always go upstairs and eat dinner.
Yeah, that's always a good part of that. So we're going to play a quick game called This or That. So you have to pick either or as I give you these words. Salty or sweet?
Okay. Oh, no.
Salty or,
I guess sweet.
Salty or sweet? Sweet?
Sweet. Sweet.
Train or plane? Yoga or run?
Wait, say that one more time.
Yoga or running?
Oh, running.
Running, okay. Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Drama, drama, drama. Interesting, drama. So this is always one of my standard questions. Sum up 2020 in 10 words or less.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it?
That is, yep.
You know what? I want to congratulate you on being the person that gave me the shortest sentence but had the most effect. Oh, my God. And we probably had plenty of those, oh, my God. So once
yes.
again, we are here. We are here on the Voices of Hope Radio Network, and this is the Brownstone Show. We're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Right now, I have 25 minutes to look at new ingredients, 20 minutes to look at this prototype,
7 minutes to look over contracts,
6 minutes to look at other ingredients,
4 minutes to look into testing new products, and testing new products,
3 minutes to transfer funds on Chase.com,
2 minutes to not look at my breakfast, and my lunch, and my dinner, but I only need a minute to review my business account on Chase.com.
We've improved Chase.com for your business, a faster way to view your accounts, credit card activity, and pay your bills so you can spend time looking after everything else. Chase for Business.
This is the WB, and you're listening to the Brownstone on Voices of Hope Radio Network. I'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Brownstone, and tonight I am joined by Rakia Lease. A mom, author, entrepreneur, and a founder of, I think it's a young women's group. Is that correct, Rakia?
So, yes. It's a whole lot of things, but yes, a young women's empowerment group.
Oh, that's great. And I know that you're doing great things up there in New York, and I encourage you at the end of the show is when you give out your information to make sure that you give us exactly where to connect with you at doing that. But the reason we're here tonight, and I've been waiting for this for a long time, you recently became a new author, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard that the books are flying off the shelf. So I'm excited about that, but I want to talk to you a little bit about the book tonight. The book name is Intertwine. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Intertwine, and it takes place in what you call the melting pot, best known as New York City, right? Where you say that love can be the biggest find of all of them in New York City. And you talk about several different characters there. We talk about Jason and Casey, we talk mm-hmm. about Christian, Sarah, Amy, and Brian. But the one that I really want to know about is Camille and Hunter. And I will tell you why, because that's my middle name. So I know this character right here could be very interesting. But give us a little background on your story. But before you do that, I wanted to know, what inspired you to start writing?
I've actually been writing since I was in, I would say, junior high school. That's where I really started writing. I started writing, like, poetry. One of my biggest influences was Maya Angelou. And in high school, I really took to a lot of her poetry. And I definitely, I've been writing, like, short stories and different things. And I always said, like, one day when I'm going to put some of this stuff together and, like, really come up with a story. And I started 10 years ago writing a story and penning some stuff. But I wanted it to be different from just a regular linear story from beginning to end. So I wanted it to be short stories because I feel like sometimes it's fun to dip into various characters as opposed to just two main characters throughout a story. But I wanted these characters to intertwine, hence the title, and interconnect, and some of them to, you know, be actual friends in different stories. And so that's how I came up with the book and the idea. But yeah, I've been writing for some time and very much influenced by Maya Angelou.
So let me ask you this. So what comes first, the plot or the characters?
For me, I think it was more about the characters first, and then it was like I wanted to make sure that the book included some real topics, because Verkia Speaks is all about having honest and real conversation. I talk about things that I experience in my personal life, and I really wanted to utilize characters to give people a way to start some of those hard conversations, because that's what Verkia Speaks is all about, having hard conversations. So it was like characters, okay, what kind of characters do I want to have? And then I kind of utilize, you know, different topics to build around those characters.
Okay, so in your book, who's your favorite character?
That changes. That changes often. But I will say I feel like Amy is my favorite because she has to find herself throughout all of her rough, tough experiences, and she stands strong and she stays true to her faith. And you watch her question her faith, and I think we all have those moments in life where we truly question our faith. I think some of the other characters are harder for me for various different reasons. Like Camille's character, that storyline is rough always for me because it's so close to home.
Okay.
Camille and Hunter go through some stuff that I've personally experienced, and so that storyline is always rough. But I think Amy would probably be my favorite character.
Okay, Amy. I'm gonna have to dig a little deeper about Amy. So have you ever gotten writer's block?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I hate that. It's frustrating. Actually, the fourth story in the book on Amy and Brian, I actually threw that whole story away and started all over again.
Wow.
Because I really just didn't I didn't like how it was turning out, and so I just trashed the whole thing and started over. And I guess because it just wasn't coming to me as naturally as I wanted it to. So, yeah, I've had writer's block. I hate that.
So what advice would you give someone who is looking to become an author?
I think my best advice would be to write about something that feels natural to you. Definitely use your imagination. That's super important. My best advice is make sure you have a good editor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always the key. Make sure you have a good editor. So can you tell the listening audience how we can get in contact with you and where we can purchase your book?
Absolutely. So You can purchase my book in various places. The first is my website, Verkeya, V-E-R-K-E-Y-A, speaks at .com. You can totally purchase it there, or you can just go on Amazon and purchase the book Intertwined.
Great. So what email address can we get in contact with you, or your social media contact?
Sure. Social media, I'm on Instagram. It's Verkeya underscore speaks. And I'm also on Facebook as Verkeya speaks, two separate words. And then my email, if you have questions or you want to, you know, you have thoughts about the book you want to share, it's V as in Victory, L as in Larry, H as in Harry, O as in Octopus, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, and N as in Nancy at gmail.com. So that's VLHolman@gmail.com.
Well, Verkeya, I thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Guys, pick up her book. You heard everywhere where you can catch it at. And we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Thank you so much again for having me.
No problem.
The American dream. It wasn't made for everybody. It forgot about one very important detail: Black America. It's why this land of equal opportunity was built on the backs and genius of Black people. And why Black success isn't always a story of accomplishment, but a story of getting out. But Black Americans woke up a long time ago and set out to make their own dream. They had to. We've seen it in Atlanta, the city we call home, and communities all around America. Black dreams matter. Black voices matter. Black lives matter. Black America's dream is the real American dream, because it means everyone has a chance to succeed.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Brownstone. And I've just hijacked the show for my wife, the lovely Tracy Brown, on our anniversary. But she'll be right with us. Tracy, are you on the air?
I am on here. You did definitely hijack the show. I was listening for the song, waiting for the comeback from the commercial break. Thanks for joining me. It is our anniversary. We are celebrating 8 years and oh, I'm excited.
Are you now? I am too.
I'm excited. It's been a long journey, but it's been a good journey. It's, you know, some people may have been longer than 8 years, but you and I know our story. So it's been a good story. It's been a long story. And I'm going to sit back and let you be the co-host tonight. I want to move over to the passenger side. So you already got me stumbling because you're so close to me. You know how
why are you so nervous? I don't understand this. Any other time you like talking and all this and that, and directing and all this and saying what you know, doing you, being you. I can't believe you're nervous. But anyway, so what is it that we are talking about, Miss Tracy?
Oh no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I can't call you SS.
No, you can't do that. You cannot let the listening audience know our secrets. No, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Triple S. I can't call you Triple S. Oh, okay.
Triple S, and you leave it at that. But tonight, we're just going to talk about love, marriage, and all in between, because definitely it's been a minute. It's been a journey, like I tell everybody, because I wasn't always that wife that was easy to get along with, right?
Amen to the choir. The choir says amen. You got that right.
I've been a wife in training, and I'm still in training, but I've learned some good lessons.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, we just let the training wheels off of you. like what, last week and everything, so you try to get yourself together?
Oh, no, you didn't do that. I was riding a bike. I think I was good for at least a year, right? Maybe a year.
You probably was good for like four. Then on you know how you do. Try to get up there and do what you do. But anyway. So let's talk about this thing they call love. Go ahead. Speak your truth, young lady. Speak your truth.
This thing they call love. This thing they call love, listening audience, is something that you have to work on daily. It's not anything that's going to come overnight. And, you know, you may love him 1 minute and don't want to be bothered with him the next because he's gotten on your nerves. But all in all, if you start off as friends, then the love will always last. You know, but when you start somewhere else, you know, maybe just eyeing him because he's some good-looking eye candy and you don't get into the in-depth of who he is, then if you decide to say, I do, it may be a little challenging and difficult because the thing about it is that they're not showing us anything different than what they were doing when we were dating them. So you got to pay attention to what's going on. But hold up,
Triple X. What's wrong with a little eye candy? I'm sure everybody likes to eat sweets. I mean, I love to eat sweets, you know, chocolate and all that kind of good stuff. So are you telling us that eye candy is not good for us? Are you saying that we got to take it in moderation, like a little hit, little sip here, a little nibble here, you know? Is that what you're saying?
I think you got to do a little nibble at a time, you know, especially when you're dating, a little nibble at a time. And then you got to continue that nibbling when you get married. After you say the I do's, so we can still be saying the we do's on our 8th anniversary. That's how we roll, right? You don't really want Triple S to get started. I know you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, that Triple S does stand for sassy, sexy, and sarcastic. Now, those are the qualities that possesses Tracy C. Brown. Because let me tell you, she got you jumping the broom and everything. But I first think that when you're out here, before you get that love thing, it's like you go buy a car. You got to do a little test drive. You got to make sure that this person is compatible for love to come on through. Because, you know, you jump in and get loved, and after the first month, this person doesn't want to cook for you. This person wears sweatpants. And, you know, and all this stuff jumps off. You'd be looking like, what in the world have I gotten myself into? So love is cool. Love is good. Love is grand. But I think you got to test drive that thing a little bit, just like you do a car and everything. Make sure it doesn't have too many miles on it. Look up under the hood, kick the tires, and, you know, make sure everything is straight.
Whoa, did you just do that? Did you just do that? Did you just say that you had a test drive before that? I'm like, test drive? Ladies, we know how it is. This is the same man that told me that I needed to read the small print in the contract. Ladies, what is he talking about, the small print in the contract? I just don't know what he's talking about. I'm just saying.
Some women don't read the small print. You know, there's a lot of small prints that be in that contract that, you know, this thing called love. I mean, like I said, you got to read everything. You got to test drive. You got to talk. You got to communicate. You got to do a lot of things. You know, love is going to be there. Love is going to be there and everything. But I'm just saying, you know, love, marriage, and all in between. I love that all in between because it sounds like entanglement, but I guess that's another story. Am I right there, Tracy C.?
You know what? You are right there that entanglement piece is another story. But guess what? We're going to take a quick break, if that's okay with you, and then we're going to be right back to finish discussing love, marriage, and all in between. Welcome back, welcome back. And you are here. You are here with the WB and
Hello.
See, there he goes. There he goes. He,
I was making sure I wasn't on mute. I was just making, you know, you did that super, super fine producer. I was making sure Miss Kim didn't mute me. That's all. Hello. Okay, go ahead. Continue on now with this love that you got working. Got me all hot and bothered. Come on now. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Ooh, you know what? It is our anniversary. Please forgive him. But what I want to say is that the song talks about love. It was love by Kirk Franklin that, you know, people come and go, but we have to have patience, kindness. We have to do all those things when it comes to a relationship. But most of all, we have to keep God in the center of it. So when the times get tough and the toughs get going, that you still have the center of your marriage, which is God. So I'm going to turn it back over to my husband at this moment, my peanut butter to my jam and, you know, the milk and my cereal,
oh, wow.
All those good things.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to turn it over to you because we need to, you know, somebody in the listening audience text me and said, what is the small print? And ladies, I can tell you, he said, we have to read the small print. I guess it's like last week when the Pink Smoke was on and they talked about buyer's remorse. We have to make sure that we read the small print so we won't have buyer's remorse. Is that what you're talking about?
Buyer's remorse. Well, the small print is like, you know, the small print is like, you know, when you're in your relationship and all that kind of good stuff, you got to read the small print. And the small print is something like, you know, the man and the woman has to maintain certain things they have to maintain, because if you don't maintain them, then you kind of not void the contract, but the relationship may go off into another type of way or however you want to put it. The small print, you know. That's all I'm saying. Read the small print. Well, where's the small print? Well, the small print is there. You just have to read it.
The small print is there. We just have to read it. Ladies, I think that this conversation is getting ready to go to the left. So I want to, you know, people want to know more about the small print.
Wow.
I don't really want to know if I want to know more about the small print, because what I'm thinking he's talking about, ladies, is that we got to make sure that what we did to get him or to get your husband, that you have to do the same thing to keep your husband. So
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're out there, you know, and you're dating, as they say, and you're going out and you feeling each other and doing the movie. Well, you can't do movies, so I guess it's kind of like zooming or whatever it is you're doing, you know, as you're in that process and everything. And what the ladies did and what the men do to keep that person, you have to continue to do that thing and let it grow and all that good stuff. And then, you know, when you're married and everything, you have to still do it. It's not like, okay, I can put this in a closet now. I don't have to worry about wearing this. I don't have to worry about saying this. I don't have to act interested because I got the ring on it. You know, ladies sometimes are quick to put a ring on it, but, you know, you got your ring. You got your house. You got all this and that. And then all of a sudden it's like, I don't have to do that no more. I'm straight. I'm kept. You know what I mean? Like being kept, TC?
Okay. See, listen, I was hoping that he didn't go there because, you know, they always want us to make sure that we maintain ourselves, right? They always
mm-hmm.
want us to make sure. But I think that that's a
mm-hmm.
two-way street. You know, just like
okay,
we want to make sure that we
be.
Have to read. I just want to make sure that we have to.
Okay.
We want you to keep yourself up. We want you to do. We want you to be that same man that we, you know, that we said I do to on there. We know that there might be a few changes, right? It might be just
mm-hmm.
a few changes, and we can
mm-hmm.
work with those changes. But we want to make sure that you honor your part of the contract.
We're gonna honor it because when you say I do, you know, it's also a comma. I will, you know, I will provide. I will, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. I will make that thing work like it's supposed to, you know. So it's all, you know, it's kind of like a I do and also I will, you know. That's all I'm saying.
You know what, audience? I'm telling you. Now, let me share this with you. Now, this is a little sidebar.
Uh-oh.
If I would have known that I can hear what he's saying now, I think I would have straightened up on year two of the marriage. I'm just saying, ladies. You know, a strong
you were
women.
You were silly yourself back then.
A strong
you were
women.
Silly yourself.
Yeah, I was.
You was feeling yourself back then, you know. You was feeling yourself. You know, Miss Tracy C was one of them, I don't worry about you. I got my own money, whatever, whatever. You was feeling, I was low on the totem pole back then. But guess what, fellas? I persevered because I had love. I had love to persevere. Now, go ahead and tell them the story about when we met and what I did on the third day trying to keep lined up with the birds. And tell them your response. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, now you got to hear TC tell us. Go ahead. Tell your truth, young lady.
I don't even want to know if I want to be putting my business all about out there, but I'm going to share with you.
Okay. And make sure it's true. Tell the truth.
I am. I'm gonna give the short version though, right? So you heard
okay,
my husband.
Okay.
You heard the WB say that he tried to honor what the Bible says, right? So on the third day of our relationship, he said, "Will you be?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I said, will you be mine? That's right. I saw that fine chocolate, and I was like, oh, I want some of that. I think that's me. God sent her for me, and I stepped to it, and I asked her, will she be mine? And you know what the response was? Wait a minute. Wait for it. That's it right there. Dead air, dead space, cricket, cricket. The young lady didn't say anything. She did one of those things when the crow crocks three times, you will not mention my name. And that's exactly what she did, straight out of the scripture. And I had to go home, kick and rock, because she just kicked me to the curb. Where was the love?
Ladies, let me give my defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It was the third day. It was the third day, and I was like, you know, like when you pray for something, it'd be like, okay, God, and God sends it to you, and it's right there in front of you, and they ask you, and I just like, I was like, God,
you rejected it
quickly this time.
Yeah, you rejected it. God moves in mysterious ways, and He sent the joy of your life, and you rejected it. You was like, I don't want this. I still got to play. I got to play. See, and what it was, see, at that particular time, I didn't read the small print. See, the small print may have said wait, but, you know, my heart was such in a way, and I just had love in it. And ladies and gentlemen, she rejected me. Like, I don't know what. Like, get out of here. I still got some things I need to do. I got to clear my stage before I can fool with you. Stacey Brown?
He said that I had to clear my stage. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, you know what?
If you want to join in on this conversation, the number is 845-277-9371. Let us know when and how the question was popped to you. You know, was it 3 days, 3 months, 3 years?
Four days.
You know, you still
2 years. And did you reject that person? Did you? I don't know. Did you open your heart with joy? Did it lead to marriage? I don't know what happened. Did you play a little bit and everything? Did you have to clear your stable before you can go ahead and get it right? I don't know.
He said clear the stable.
Open the gate. Let all the horses out. Let all the horses out, because guess what? Because you got a stallion coming on in there to save your day. Come on, my peanut butter and my jelly. You're awful quiet. What's the deal? I can't hear you.
We are talking about love, marriage, and all in between. That's how our love story started, listening on. That's how it started. That's how we got there and how we got to where we are today. Definitely, there have been some bumps and some bruises, some ups and some downs,
some shakes and some turnarounds. Hiccups. Did you say hiccups and bumps? Come on there. Give it to me.
Hiccups.
Speak your truth. Bumps.
Hiccups and bumps and bruises. Not no bruises, but hiccups and bumps
and twists and turns.
But we're hitting the corners because you love to hit the corners.
So hit them corners. Talk to me.
And hitting the corners. But ladies, I'm here to tell you, when you find a good thing, you know that you have to continue to do the work. You have to continue to let go of yourself, because now you're joining as one, right? You no longer can be that independent person, which I thought, you know, to be honest, I wanted to be independent because you know what? I had it going on, and I still have it going on.
You still want your independence. I mean, go ahead, talk to the people. Tell them.
I think I've got a little better, but I'm definitely a little tongue-tied, but I am excited to be married 8 years today.
Glorious, God-filled, spiritual, earth-shaking, role-playing years. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it. You got to keep it spicy. You got to keep it above board. Come on now.
Okay, you guys, you know that it's going to be something after this call is over with. But what
I'm not messing you up that much. Continue your thought, boo-boo. I'm sorry. Come on now. TCB. Come on now. Tender, loving care. TCB.
Wow. You know, I was just trying to let the listening audience know that you have to continue within your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. You got to continue that communication. You got to continue to be trusting. You got to continue to be loving, understanding. And when you hit the curves and the bumps and the bruises, that, you know what, if you can't get through at that time, then we have what we call the 15-minute rule, right? Remember that rule?
That's right. 15 minutes. Explain to the people what the 15-minute rule is.
I kind of like forgot because we haven't used it in such a
while. Oh, Lord. Come on now, TCP. You're not that old. Let me explain. The 15-minute rule is this. If something happens between you and your spouse or whatever, say it right then and there. If it happened within the 15 minutes. Now, don't something happen on Monday and here you're going to try to bring it back up on Wednesday about something, you know, you held it in or whatever. That doesn't work. It's 15 minutes. So when it happens, you have 15 minutes to get it off your chest, scream, holler, whatever you're going to do, and that's it. You can't be bringing it up a week later, a month later, or whatever. It's called the 15-minute rule. Y'all should practice this out there. Good thing. Go ahead, Tracy B. Holler at your boy.
You know, I'm a holler at my boy, but the 15-minute rule has definitely been a blessing in our life. Sometimes I go off track and I bring something back.
That's right. 6 months later, 1 year later, that's straight to B for you. She bring that thing up, boy. I'd be like, oh my goodness, did that happen 15 minutes ago? How can you say something like that, girlfriend? But I still love you, though, boo.
You know, and see, you see, guys, I can't get a word in edgewise, but the 15-minute rule definitely does work. And the thing about it is that the Bible teaches us that we should not go to bed angry, right? We should not lay down angry at our spouse, at our friend, at our kids.
Right.
We need to address the matter and address it in a calming way. You know, it's not going to always turn out your way, but communication is the key in marriages.
Many marriages fail
because we fail to communicate. We fail to give. Our way. And that's how I was when I was in the corporate world. And I'm glad to tell you ladies today that I am a kept woman. I'm a happily kept woman.
That's right.
I'm a happy wife, happy life.
That's right. Getting back to that going to bed mad, you know, that's in the small print. You're not supposed to do that. Get it off your chest and everything. Then sit back, go ahead and take that bubble bath and get yourself all nice and luxurious and do what you got to do, adult audience, please. You know, go ahead because, you know, make that love, do that thing. Make it, you know, make that cat purr, and you'll be all right in the morning. But please, she'll have a smile on her face, and you have a peaceful household. You got to keep it fresh and spicy.
God, you know, listening audience, I am just at all eyes. I'm at all. I don't even know what to say because.
Come on, girl. You know what to say. Come say what. Speak your truth, Tracy Brown. Speak your truth. Come on now. The listening audience,
you know what I'm
saying? Come on now. Call in. Get a number and call in. You know, what you need, what you want. We got the answers for you. You know, we got this thing.
Oh,
8 years on lock. We're doing the do. Come on now.
So guess what, listening audience? I'm going to give you the number. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to answer any of your questions. If you don't have it, you can't call in, make sure you just go to the Facebook page and actually post your questions, and we'll be glad to answer them. But the number to dial
in
is
845-Super Producer Kim. Go ahead. Give it to him.
The number is 845-277-9371. Once again, 845-277-9371. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Going in the wrong room. Happy anniversary to the Browns, Stacy and Walter B. How y'all doing? You know I have to come check y'all out tonight now. I'm looking for the. Do I have anything?
Hello, hello.
Hey,
I'm
hello,
out
hello,
on the air. What's up, Lady Kim?
You on the air?
What's that? I hope you're on the air.
I don't know. I was in the back in the other room, you know, my favorite little tea room. And I was hearing a lot of this. You know, I was heard that song, and I was coming and singing it. I was just trying to, you know, give y'all a little serenade, you know, try to keep that love flowing and, you know, that fiber going on and the brownstone. And, you know, you hitting some points, Tracy hitting some points. And I'm like, wow, this is so powerful that, you know, 8 years and counting. And look what y'all did today. Y'all giving back today. So hopefully that just all y'all, you know, stuff that y'all was sharing, some points and just the laughter and the humor and everything that mixes into a race that people understand that's the give and take. It's about looking at the small print. Now I got the details. I should have looked at over 20 years ago. But hopefully that hubby is happy with me. I guess so. He's still with me. But I just want to say
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy anniversary. I appreciate y'all. Y'all doing such a phenomenal job. I'm going to go back in the tea room because I don't want my tea to get hot, you know, like cool and all that stuff. But I love y'all.
Okay. Love you back. Kisses and hugs. Sexy.
Welcome.
Sexy, sassy, and sarcastic, a.k.a. GCB in the brownstone. What'd it be like? Talk, holler at your boy. This is the WB.
We are in the brownstone, and we are having an awesome time tonight. As you know, we are talking about love, marriage, and all in between. And what happens in that all in between is life. That's what happens. Life happens in that all in between. And those are the times that show you how strong your marriage is. When the bumps and the bruises and the twists and the turns come, they are all shows us everything, all in between. You know, it's not an entanglement. It's just all that in between.
So, I don't think you like that word entanglement. You don't like that word, TC?
I don't like that word. I don't like the entanglement word. I don't like the entanglement word. I like all in between, because that's what happens. Life happens all in between that. That keeps us able to say on today that we still do. You know, I also want to share a little story with the listening audience right now. The story is behind our wedding date. Today is also my in-law's wedding day, and God rest her soul. My mother-in-law has gone on to heaven, but they were a great influence over our lives. You know, one thing that we do that they do is that they eat dinner together. They ate dinner together every night. And I noticed when I don't eat dinner with my husband, my night does not go right, ladies. So whatever tradition done, keep up that tradition. Keep it up from making sure that you – that's how you keep a happy home. You keep that – you know, they say happy wife, happy life, but happy husband is always going to be – you know, if your husband's happy – see, that's why I don't have problems saying when they talk about submitting to your husband. I don't – that's the best – you know, being submissive to your husband, it took me a while to understand because
long while. Just got the training wheels off. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Mm-hmm. Tracy Brown, I thought you was going to tell the story about your wedding day, like when the preacher or the when you was getting married, and, you know, you had that nice fabulous ring. And you put it on the wrong thing. I thought you were getting, you know.
No,
did you forget about that?
I put your ring on the wrong finger. I put your
ring
on the wrong
thing. Yeah, you did. I knew something there. And I thought, oh, this one is a winner. She is special. How about that?
You know what, listening audience? I was nervous, just like I am tonight. I'm always around my husband. I don't know either.
Why?
I'm always.
Why are you nervous, boo? I got the bubble bath waiting for you after the show, the rose petals. We're going to go in that, you know, that room that you like and everything. You know, I got everything ready for you. The show is nice and oiled up like a chicken. We got some, you know, we're going to get it in now.
I can't even talk.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong with you.
The one thing that I did want to say is that I can't even remember what I wanted to say, but this is what I'm doing.
Wow, that's something. Let me ask you this, Tracy Brown. Are you so in love? You are so in love. When did you first fall in love with your husband? You know, because a lot of, you know, let the audience know when you first fell in love. When did you get that inkling that, you know, this is the one for me? Because we know after the third day, you know, you kind of like dismissed. But go ahead now. Tell us. I think the audience wants to know that, you know, explain to them about that feeling you get when you know that you know that you know.
Let me tell you, listening audience, I get that feeling still yet today, every day. There's always something going on with the Brown. And the one thing that always keeps it nice and fresh, even while I'm screaming, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to be this, is my love for my King. You know, I think I was in love with him on the third day, but I was in more shock that he said, okay, will you, I'm like, will I what? Really? Are you asking me that right now? I can't, I don't know what to say. But you know what, it has been a great time here tonight. I want to thank you all for joining us.
Are we shutting the show down?
Marriage,
we got to go?
I'll get right.
We
got to go, baby.
Oh,
okay.
I want to come back. Please, listen on us. I do want to come back. Super producer Kim, make it happen. I've got to come back because I got to talk about what we got to talk about. I know all y'all want to know about that fine print, but I'm going to give it to you next time. So go ahead. It was my pleasure, boo. The bathwater is rolling. Let's get it on and say your sign off, baby, and let's go. Holler back at you, boy. This is WB. and we in the Brownstone with TCB.
I can't help myself, God.
Oh, yes. I love it. Come on now. Oh, yeah. That's that Brownstone love making music. Oh, yeah. Hit it right there. Thank y'all for tuning into the Brownstone. TCB at the helm always. WB, his sidekick. Raising hell like always, but in love. So with that, let's hit him up with that Don Cornelius. Love, peace, and soul. Y'all tune in next week to the Brownstone. I may be back. TCB.
We're on our way out. We thank you, listening audience, for stopping by tonight. Remember to follow us on the Voices of Hope Radio Network, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter page. And we thank you and join us here next week on the Brownstone.
That's right. God bless, baby. And good night.
I'm like, that's so cute. After 8 years, he still makes you nervous. That's a beautiful thing. I'm like, well, go ahead and get to that bath water.